This edition of Ozarks begins with the points a panel plans to use to persuade Washington to keep the 188th Fighter Wing of the Air National Guard in Fort Smith. After a congressional supercommittee failed to reach a deal to cut the deficit earlier this fall, the 188th has been rumored and mentioned as a possible victim of military cuts. Yesterday, members of the 188th Fighter Wing Fort Chaffee Community Council laid out part of their strategy for lobbying to keep the 188th flying in western Arkansas. That council was formed several years ago after the 188th survived a proposed elimination during the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, or BRAC, process in 2005. Dr. Jerry Stewart, the president of the council, spoke yesterday inside an auditorium on the 188th base.
It became very, very clear that there are many things that the active military cannot do in the political arena.
Dr. Stewart says the council was formed for quite a few reasons, not the least of which is the value the 188th has for the Fort Smith region. The base employs about 350 full-time personnel and at any time may be hosting 1,000 people in connection with training exercises. It's estimated by the council that the base is worth between $150 and $200 million annually to the Fort Smith regional economy. But the message members of the council want to get across to policymakers is the value the base has, they say, to taxpayers. Colonel Tom Anderson, the 188th Wing Commander, says the 188th is able to efficiently carry out its mission because of the base's proximity to Fort Chaffee.
Which is where we go and drop our bombs, shoot our guns. We're also very close to training airspace where we do other things with other people, and that's as close as just the other side of Fort Chaffee.
Colonel Anderson says that means little driving time to and from exercises.
So a lot of times when other units are still going to and from, we've already landed and completed our mission. We can fly our mission 1 hour on our range time cheaper than anybody else we can find.
Yesterday, the community council released some of the financial facts they plan to use to argue their case. Facts and figures like the 188th trains each of its fighter pilots for almost $325,000 less per year than the average fighter wing in the Air National Guard. That the cost of each hour of range training at the 188th is almost $5,000 below that of the average fighter unit. And the 188th fighter wing's annual cost of flight hours is $12.8 million under its counterpart average hours. Officials say a big difference between this effort to protect the 188th and the one in 2005 is the unilateral support developing among political and civic leaders in the region and state so quickly. Dr. Jerry Stewart, the president of the 188th Fighter Wing Fort Chaffee Community Council, says the lessons learned during that BRAC episode in 2005 are paying off now.
What we found is that everyone needs to be on the same page, because if you have some groups going out asking for one thing and other groups asking for other things or making other suggestions, it sort of splintered your effort.
That unity was on full display yesterday. Colonel Keith Klemmer, the Chief of Staff for Major General William D. Wofford, the Adjutant General of the Arkansas National Guard, spoke as well at yesterday's briefing.
You know, I'm an Army guy up here defending an Air Force subject, an Air Force topic, and that's a testament to the level of concern and the level of importance that this wing has to not only the Arkansas National Guard, but also to the nation as a whole. So we are making a total effort to ensure that we retain this force structure, not from a parochial perspective, but from a perspective of value.
Colonel Klemmer argues that when the conversation in military cuts grew from single-digit billion-dollar cuts to triple-digit billion-dollar cuts, and now perhaps even beyond that, preserving a unit like the 188th makes even more sense.
Now we're talking about trillion-dollar budget cuts. It makes sense that we invest in the reserve component across this nation, put the money where the mission can be completed at a much lower cost.
A week from today, members of the 188th Fighter Wing Fort Chaffee Community Council are scheduled to meet with congressional representatives and policymakers at the base. The specific cuts to the military budget, hundreds of billions of dollars over a 10-year period, are not expected to be announced until early 2012. This is Ozarks at Large.